Milwaukee has more than 75 murders so far this year, a 50% jump over last year at this time. Governor Doyle met with some peer counselors at a Milwaukee social service agency and listened to their thoughts about why the violence has increased. Perry Neal says some of the fights and shootings involve children who have nothing to do.
They basically just run around, you know, 16 hours up, doing nothing. You know what I mean? The parents at work trying to provide for them, and then who are there to provide for the children? If you get out there and just ask them to wash cars, you know, they're happy with doing that. They just need something to do.
Some of the counselors talked about why they stay out of trouble. James Ferguson is about to enroll at Marquette University. He says he grew up having access to a good youth education program, complete with tutors.
And I wasn't afraid to ask questions in math or science because I felt like they were there to help me.
Governor Doyle says he learned from talking to the young people, but stopped short of saying the state can slow Milwaukee's homicide rate.
We have given a number of grants for anti-gang activity, and we're going to continue to do that. And to the extent that that we can, we're going to try to be as supportive of the law enforcement efforts.
About a half hour later, Doyle lent his own security officers to the effort to keep the peace. Doyle was about to look at a street corner memorial for one recent shooting victim when a group of children got into a fight in the next block. As Doyle's security detail went to break up the fight, Doyle's host for the day, Pastor Harold Moore, gave the governor another lesson.
I'm glad you're here. You can see it for yourself. This is the way it starts. And the way it ends up is in a homicide.
No arrests were made, but another local pastor predicted that the high temperatures baking Milwaukee this week will lead to more altercations. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.